You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ow. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Hump Day, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get back into the big story of the day coming up in about 20 minutes. We've got some new audio of Trae Young talking about the Luka trade. Kind of interesting, obviously, to get his perspective on it, being their tie from draft day and all of that. So he talked about that. If anything happens between now and then, of course, we'll update you on it. And also the Hawks play tonight. Yeah, they got a game tonight.
Wimby's in the house.
Against Wimby and the newly acquired De'Aaron Fox will be making his debut tonight for the San Antonio Spurs.
You know,
Dukes and Bell are going to be down there today also, by the way, broadcasting from State Farm Arena, getting ready for that game. So we got you covered.
Is that because I know it's an ESPN game. Mm-hmm. Is that a 7 o'clock tip?
Believe it is.
Okay.
Believe
all
it
right.
is. Yeah, 7 o'clock tip.
Can we
yeah.
get like more 7 o'clock tips?
Love 7
yeah.
o'clock tips.
Yeah, just squandering.
And it's always weird because like some cities do it, some cities don't. Detroit does, mm-hmm. right? So they were up there the other day. That was nice. I think Washington does. And then you'll have the random one like I guess Chicago's in Central Time Zone, right? So then you'll get the 8 o'clock and that takes forever. And then you're in Utah and that's 9 o'clock and that sucks.
Right.
7 o'clock's amazing.
Perfect.
The difference between 9:30 and 10 o'clock
is a big difference.
It's a shockingly big
it's
difference.
A big damn difference, dude.
I agree.
It really, really
totally
is.
Agree.
But yeah, Wimby's in the house tonight. De'Aaron Fox is active.
Yeah.
Probably will play.
He'll play.
He'll probably play tonight.
Yeah.
And so that should always be, you know, because whenever you look at how the NBA is Wimby must-see?
I think so.
Okay.
He's must-see for me.
Okay. So I'm assuming that the State Farm will be packed and everything to see him.
That's an interesting question. Like, is he the guy that, like, opposing fan bases have to fill the arena? I don't know if he's that yet.
Okay.
Like, when the Spurs are on TV, I'm watching. Like, I got to see that guy because it's weird. Like,
he looks so awkward.
It's weird. I mean, it's effective and it's amazing.
Did you see him?
He's probably going to take over the league.
Did you come to,
but
did,
it's weird.
Did you come to work by the hotel?
No, I didn't drive by the hotel.
Okay.
I didn't do that.
But I was curious how that is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, Wimby, like, De'Aaron Fox wanted to play for him,
mm-hmm. yeah.
with him. Like, other guys are going to want to go play with him.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was the whole thing. Like, after everybody saw him last year, it's like, oh, that's where the power is headed in the league.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get over there. There was the Trey rumors. There's been rumors for a bunch of different guards that maybe wanted to be the guy. Chris Paul goes there, which is great mm-hmm. because he's such a smart player. He's almost like a coach on the court, which has benefited them big time this year because Pop's been out mm-hmm. with health stuff for so long. Mitch Johnson has been in there filling the role, and he still is. Like, then there's really no timeline, really. Like, mm-hmm. no one really knows when Pop's going to come back.
Right.
So, but yeah, man, De'Aaron Fox gets to be the winner. He's the Wimby Robin to his Batman winner.
Yep, and he's about to get the contract this summer.
Uh-huh.
He's gonna be there for the long haul.
Yep. He's really good.
He's good.
He's really good. Like, they, you know, he took Sacramento to the playoffs. Yeah. That's all you need to say.
But I was telling you, did you see the video of Zach LaVine getting off that little ass plane?
Mm-mm.
Dude, it looked like he was, I mean, it looked like a Matchbox plane, the private jet. I was like, damn, they own it. I said, did he charter that himself?
Huh.
Like
it was a private jet, but it was like one of the diet ones.
Yeah, it was little as hell. It was little. Like it had to like.
Let me look. I want to.
You know when you like when you're getting off the plane, the door. It was like it was one of the three steppers. It wasn't the.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh man, that must be a connector. Like he connected in San Fran or something. Jumped on the jet or something like that.
But yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it was like it was a little jet.
Do the what's the King's ownership?
And maybe because he's so tall, it looked weird.
Oh, maybe it just looked little.
It looked weird him getting out that little ass door.
Dang.
And so that's why that's all. I was just curious, like, what the hell is going on with their budget? They're cutting cost. Okay, you got to see it.
I'm trying. I can't. I suck at Googling stuff and being on the radio at the same time. So I'll just stop doing that, and we'll get to the back page with Bo. Every single day at this time, the back page with Bo. Hello, Bo.
Marcus. I tell you what, man. You see videos of cats dropping names all the time during pullovers. It does not work.
Bro, I'm Marcus Jordan. I'm Michael Jordan's son.
Oh,
I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just trying to get home. And I made a wrong turn.
Okay. And clearly, we would just like to get our car off of the train track.
Oh,
which we were not trying to be on.
Okay, have y'all seen any of this?
Nah.
No.
All right, so there's dash cam footage from one police officer who actually gets behind Marcus while he's driving on the road. Marcus floors it, gets away from the guy. The police officer stops his car and turns around because there's too much distance in between him and Marcus, which is something they have to do. So he had gotten away.
All right.
Now, when he says he took a wrong turn and when he says, I'm just trying to get off the railroad tracks, this fool took a wrong turn onto the railroad tracks. His car was facing the same direction that a train's going to be coming.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy. So wow.
Wow.
He's on the, like, he had half
so he's
going to
go down the track.
He's going to go down the railroad tracks?
Boom, boom, boom,
idiot.
Boom, boom, boom.
Well, that's not a powerful thing, boy.
Yeah.
Come on, man. But not going to be dropping your daddy name. I'm Mike. Come on, man.
I do wonder, because the way Bo set it up, I think it was a really good way to set it up, but I do wonder if maybe it does work and we just don't hear about him. You know, maybe we
more than what we see.
Yeah, maybe the
as far
name,
as what,
like when you say, "Hey, I'm blankety
blank."
Oh,
yes, I'm sure it does.
Like I think it works so much that we just don't hear about them sometimes.
That might
maybe not. But yeah, I mean,
I guess you got to take that shot.
You got to try. At that point,
already pulled over.
At that point, you got a bunch of coke in the car. You're drunk. Clearly, you can hear it on his voice.
So you think that them letting him? You think that you being drunk on a railroad track and they say you're Michael Johnson, they gonna let you go?
You got to try something,
man. Please.
What else are you gonna do?
Man, please.
What else are you going to do?
Shut the hell up. And shut the hell
stop
up.
Talking,
and
maybe,
stop talking.
And stop talking. Well, but then you're getting arrested. Like, you maybe I love Michael Jordan.
That's fine. Stop talking.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Shut the hell up. Talk to the family lawyer.
Yeah.
And get the hell out of there.
Yeah, but he also probably knew what was in his car.
Right.
So he's like, oh, wow, I better start.
It also probably
out the last
was
resort.
In him. And if you guys have ever been around anybody who's been on that stuff, shutting up is not their favorite thing to do. In fact.
So there was a little bit of speculation that, who would join Kendrick on stage at the halftime of the Super Bowl. There was people thinking Lil Wayne might show up and join him on stage. Well, Lil Wayne officially shut that down yesterday by dropping a video on IG. Look, I had the video pulled up. I can't record from in here.
Okay.
Went in the other studio to record it, and I completely forgot or lost where the video came from. But he says he's not going to be in New Orleans. There's going to be a seat available. That would be his. But he's dropping something tomorrow for his fans. So we'll have to wait and see what that's going to be.
Can't wait.
Oh, my God. There goes the neighborhood. Lil Wayne ain't in New Orleans. So?
Yeah. Well, he was so important.
I mean,
he wasn't going to be there that he had to tell everybody
about it. That's what I'm saying. Like, so? I wish he was there. I wish Kendrick would. And Kendrick still might bring him out.
But you never know.
Like, so?
Yeah, I mean, there's other New Orleans artists, too, though.
Lots
of
them.
I like to see Juvenile out there.
I would love to see him bring Juvenile.
Yeah.
Hell, let Manny Fresh hit a beat real quick.
Manny Fresh would be great.
BG, put him up there.
Kendrick and SZA have so many songs together.
Put the Hot Boys up there, man.
It's probably just going to be them.
Slowing.
I would imagine.
Yeah, hey, bring Silk the Shock out.
That'd be awesome.
Sure.
Mid School? Is he out yet?
Nah, Mid School, how about they play it over the loudspeaker? You know what I'm saying? He drop a verse from the cell.
So those are a couple people that we know that are not going to be in the Super Bowl. A couple people that we know that are at the Super Bowl. So Jameis Winston caught up with Cooper Manning, who they are both doing correspondent for Fox.
Uh-huh.
I didn't see the entire context of why Cooper Manning was in a band uniform because I didn't watch the entire show.
He's a goofball.
Like, he is.
I, in the best way. Like, I like it. He just has a lot of fun out there. But Cooper Manning's a very silly guy.
So imagine both of them together. Now, Cooper Manning, to set this up, asked Jameis what it was like coming over to the dark side, meaning media.
What's it like kind of being on the dark side now? I mean, being from being interviewed to now.
Well, I mean, since I came out the room, I was on the dark side.
I think I know what he's
saying. You know, one
say.
Thing that I've always admired about this business is the chance we get to bring life into every situation. And I'm just grateful for you, man. Every time I've been around you, knowing the history of your brothers, I always knew that you were always going to be the funniest, you're always going to be the most stand-up, and you're always going to be the most chivalrous.
Well, this was
what
therapy
the
in itself. I'm feeling
about?
Better about myself.
What the hell is he talking about?
Chivalrous.
Maybe Cooper opened a door for him earlier or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. They know who to give a damn mic to. Damn, Jameis. Now,
do you think Jameis does that word of the day thing? Like he has that pull off calendar where it's got a word of the day on
sure.
it?
More than likely.
Because he mixes in
one.
Some words more sometimes that, you know, not well, everybody uses in everyday
you,
conversation.
The funniest thing about him is Chivalrous. His attentiveness eyes.
Oh,
dude, they showed the clip again. You remember during, it was Hard Knocks, and they were in the team meeting room. One of the coaches was cursing, and how Jameis was just like, just so attentive with the eyes. Like, if I'm a coach like Jameis, look away, man. You're burning a hole in
man,
it with his eyes.
You're distracting me, man.
Like, his eyes do.
Yeah, they pierce.
Burn holes in.
Yeah.
When he he's a hard blinker, too.
Yeah.
Him and Tomlin both.
Yeah, so somebody else that's already at the Super Bowl, Shad Khan. Now, I don't know about y'all.
What the hell's he doing there?
Is
he,
seeing
what it's like?
Yeah, see what it's like.
Randy, you may have been on one of these boats before, but when you say yacht, so I'm thinking a really big-ass boat, you know. I've seen yachts with, like, helicopter pads on them and stuff, and to me that's pretty extreme. I'm thinking, like, you know, a couple of rooms, a kitchen, something like that. Shad Khan's yacht's parked in New Orleans already. Dude, 3 swimming pools?
Yeah.
4 fireplaces, a spa, a sauna, a cryo chamber.
What a hell of a flex.
A gym, a yoga studio, basketball and pickleball courts, a helipad. This thing sleeps 12 guests and 37 crew members. I had no idea that when you say yacht, it's like something like
that.
Now, not all of them are like
that's
that.
That's a resort.
That's a damn
or a cruise
a
ship
damn,
almost, it sounds
a
like.
Damn, it's a mansion. Building. Damn building.
That's nuts.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, I mean, he got it.
Yeah.
You know
what did he do? What's his business?
He's a tire guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a tire guy or something. Rubber or
like
tire.
Like Michelin?
Yeah, something like that. I know it has something to do with like rubber and stuff like that. But, I mean, he got to keep in shape. I mean, that mustache ain't going to hold up by itself.
Yeah, the mustache not doing him any
favors.
Yeah,
but now he has his hands in WWE and UFC and all kind of.
He's a He
owns like
that's
that,
a flex, but
that part of Florida like, that's not on the Gulf for the
that's
southern
what I'm saying.
Part,
like, where did if he brought that from? If he brought that from Jacksonville,
all the way around Florida.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that was that's a hump right there.
I could man, that'd be awesome to have a boat.
Probably nice to ride though. Probably don't feel the waves. That
oh,
much.
I bet you don't feel a damn thing
in a boat that
I bet
big.
That thing is sharp.
Yeah.
So y'all mentioned earlier about how the NFL had to go shut down the conspiracy theory. So here's Roger. Talk about where those conspiracy theories come from.
I think a lot of those theories are things that happen in social media and they get a new life. And so I understand that. I think it reflects a lot of the fans' passion. And I think it also is a reminder for us how important officiating is. And I think the men and women that officiate in the NFL are outstanding. They have the highest possible standards.
Passion for what?
The sport and their team.
Please.
Yeah, no, I agree with him. I think he's right.
But as far as what?
That the fact that people can't accept any other outcome other than it has to be rigged reflects the intense passion that people have for the NFL.
Okay, I don't agree with that.
Well, why not?
I just think people are they damn mine.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's your damn mind. Maybe. Passion. Well, we don't, that goes back to
those two things can both be true.
But obviously, it
and
can
they
be
choose
true.
To
but I just think I think you're. Oh damn, I'm cursed. I think you just butt hurt because your team can't beat the Chiefs.
Absolutely.
That ain't passion. That's just get over it.
Absolutely. But
get over
because
it.
You're like so your team, passionate you're, about your team and you believe in your tribe so thoroughly that the only possible solution, the only possible explanation for your team not winning is, well, they clearly must have cheated.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Well, that's what they think.
I don't believe it's passion. That's what you think. I'm saying what I think. I think your ass is crazy. Well, I think you're crazy and you need to learn how to get over it.
But isn't crazy and passion almost the same thing?
No, man, I know some crazy and passionate folks too. Yes, it's even
that passion can cause you to go a little crazy.
Absolutely. I just think you crazy.
I'm not saying, that these people are smart.
You really sit up here and think that the NFL is rigged for the Chiefs. You're out of your mind.
Agreed.
You are out of your mind.
That's true. But
I agree with you.
Passionate about
you're out of your mind. I'm not gonna go for passion. You are out of your mind.
But like, they're not gonna stop watching, right?
Yes, of course not.
So there's nothing negative about it for the league whatsoever.
None.
Like, that's just them channeling where they're at right now, which is their team not being in the Super Bowl.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Well, into the league again.
Is that not the same thing as whining? They cheating?
It's exactly what it is.
Whining. Get over it.
It's exactly what it is. I know, but them not getting over it is actually good for the league.
How is it good for the league? League ain't going nowhere because of these people think because conspiracy theories?
No, but I think the people that believe in conspiracy theories are a big part of why the league is as popular as it is.
As worse as it gets, as many dynasties as we have, the fans of the losing teams are going to stay there.
I also think that there's more people that feel that way than there aren't. You know what I mean?
There ain't that many.
But who cares? They're all...
Every team.
Fans of the league.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, who cares what is fueling the passion as long as it's fueled, right?
I agree with that.
Whether it's fueled by crazy or rationality or whatever.
Get over it.
You're definitely crazy.
It's not true.
It's definitely not true.
It's not rigged.
But them believing it's true is fine. Like, Roger Goodell loves it. He loves that these people are this crazy. He does. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Trey Young talking about the Luka trade. They're back at it tonight. We'll get back into the Kirk Cousins conversation in half an hour as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to the late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.